Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and today our subject is level of coaching. You won't be surprised to hear that many times I hear from executives who tell me that they think their reports need some coaching. For example, I constantly hear, "We really should talk. I have a couple of directors who really could use some coaching." And now, you know, coaching, of course, is valuable for anyone at pretty much any level in your organization. I'd be lying if I told you otherwise. But let's take a step back and think about what is happening when that is the level of coaching that you consider. Specifically, when it comes to you as an executive in an organization, the question is, first of all, who should be coaching your direct reports? And second, why? I default to that we should be able to coach our people regularly in an ongoing manner, so that if you say that about half of your direct reports need coaching, that is actually, surprise, surprise, a big part of your own role. You should be able to coach them when it comes to most of the needs and issues without having to rely on anyone from the outside to do that for you. That is because you have the most context, you know how things are operating, you know them deeply, you know their teams, you probably know pretty good a bunch of the people that they are working with. And so your own coaching is invaluable here. And even more so, it is vastly important that you accept the fact that coaching is a big part of your role, and because of that, you should prioritize it over many other things. The growth of your people, the growth of your organization is crucial for your organization's success. Now, why is it that you should be doing it? First of all, coaching is a skill that you have to possess, especially as your team becomes bigger, your organization becomes more complex, and you have to support many different kinds of scenarios, situations, and helping people grow in all directions. If you decide to move that outside of your own purview and you make someone else come in and help, that is only delaying a bigger issue. You have to possess the ability to coach them regularly. Otherwise, you're not being enough of a manager for them, in my opinion. Now, this might sound as a surprise coming from someone who does coaching for a living, and yet, this is what I believe best for my clients. You have to know how to coach your people, because otherwise you will become dependent of someone external doing the hard work for you. And frankly, I don't believe that someone external can do as good of a job as you can. And so, how do we fix that? This is where it becomes interesting. First of all, sometimes getting some external coaching is valuable. For example, if you've tried and you're stuck, or if, for example, your relationship does not allow you to make a leap big enough in the time that you have. And so, bringing on someone external can certainly accelerate that. So having external coaching for a specific need for a set period of time makes sense, but only if you've tried and you see that you have no other options. But frankly, the real issue here is that if you feel like you are not coaching your people good enough, or that you do not have the time for that, well, guess what? You are the one in need of coaching, my friend. And that is because you have to learn how to manage yourself better and gain a new skill, and that is coaching, to be able to manage and lead your team effectively. And now let's consider, why shouldn't you be coached by your own manager? Partially, you should. And still, it is different when it comes to executives being coached and to other employees, specifically as it is very likely the CEO, for example, does not know the intricacies of how your work works. They do not possess the knowledge of engineering or R&D, and so can only help you when it comes to the generic needs of coaching and advising for people and management, but do not understand the fine details and the background that issues might have because they are happening in an engineering team. If you feel like you are not able to push forward with coaching, or you do not have the time for it, you can make a personal leap here and progress so that you can act as a force multiplier across your entire team and gain skills and capabilities that will help you grow each and every one of your direct reports. And guess what? If you are able to teach them how to coach, then you get this cascading effect where the directors are coaching the engineering managers, and those in turn coach the individual contributors, and you get this cascading effect of force multipliers multiplying one another so that across your entire organization, you get constant growth and feedback. I call this feedback culture. I believe that coaching is at the root of every good engineering organization and every good organization in general. And that starts with you at the pinnacle of that organization, teaching your people how to coach and coaching them yourself so that they start doing it and it trickles down across the entire team. And that, my friend, is the concept of the level of coaching. Thank you for joining me again. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me. It's always in the show notes. And if you haven't yet, I urge you to subscribe to the best tech executive newsletter online. The link is in the show notes. Thank you and talk soon.